The views expressed in the following program do not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.
Live from West Babylon, New York, this is Sports Talk 1240.
Welcome back to Sports Talk 1240 in the 9 o'clock hour, the second hour, the number 2 hour, now batting for Sports Talk 1240, number 2. My name is Mike Bibolo, and with me, as always, the big handsome, this is Jeff Guida.
Memorial Day weekend, baby.
Memorial Day weekend. Let's start off right away. It's 9:02. Before we get into sports, let's just start off with the reason for Memorial Day weekend. It's not for barbecues, which I'm sure you were at a ton of those
today. Had a few of those today.
Probably have some tomorrow unless it's a washout. It's not about barbecues, although it kind of is. It's not about hot dogs, although my kids think it is. It's about the people who have literally gone out there, the men and women across the country for years and years and years of this great nation. Let's always remember that. Good buddies of ours who have
Wilkie, baby.
Been across in combat and given their lives. My grandfather, I'm sure.
My grandpa was a Navy guy, too.
Yeah. Everyone,
I don't think he ever was on a boat,
but he was
a Navy
guy. Someone in the military. So let's just remember that. Military appreciation is it should be every day. But happy Memorial Day to you.
Yes, sir. You as well.
Before we get started, let's start with, if anyone's watching or listening, you can go on the site and there's an eye in the sky where you literally see Jeff and I. And Jeff's shirt is one of the most amazing shirts we've ever seen. It's Hacksaw Jim Duggan of wrestling fame with the USA. Awesome.
Gotta love Hacksaw.
Fantastic, fantastic.
Oh.
And if anyone's been paying attention lately to myself or with the show, we're excited tonight to welcome on Landon Collins of the New York Football Giants.
That's a big get, Mike.
That's coming up in
a
little
bit.
Yes, he's got a big charity event happening on this Friday, June 2nd. He comes on. He's going to come on. We're going to play his recorded interview. He's not calling into the show tonight. Don't get too excited. I talked to him the other day. Him and the license plate guy who's a super fan of the Giants. Talk about their charity event happening on Friday. We'll talk. Me and you will talk a little bit about that. Also, we'll get to a little bit of everything because there's so much.
A lot going on.
A lot going on. I love coming on Sunday nights because Sunday is the biggest sports day of the week.
Yep.
Every week.
Wrapping it all up. Wrapping up the
52 weeks
week
of the year. Yep. Yeah. This Sunday, sneaky busy in sports.
Yep.
After the break, around 9:30, 9:35, we'll have our NBA basketball analyst, reporter, producer from many places. I think he works for
it's a Bleacher Report. Right?
Bleacher Report. He's done work for. He's done work for CBS Radio. He is a friend of the program. He's also a big Celtics fan.
Okay.
So I'm sure he'll have a lot of little insights on that series and the series coming up between the Cavs. It's not the rematch. It's the tri-match.
Yeah. The rubber match. Wow, who would have known? Golden State, Cleveland finals.
Yeah,
amazing!
No,
I haven't watched one NBA game all season. I could have told you that. Amazing.
24-1 total record.
Yeah. Why even play the regular season as opposed to hockey, where you get an 8 seed in? Just my little plug for hockey.
That's what I was going to say. What a sneaky, crazy, busy week!
Oh, absolutely.
We have right here. So today, for those who follow, we'll just mention it. We got the Indy 500. Oh, happened to be the biggest race in NASCAR. First time ever Japanese winner. Can't pronounce his name, but he did win. Pretty
good
cool
for him. Yeah.
French Open kicked off today.
Roland Garros.
Where Serena Williams rolled, but the top seed, don't know her name, lost to the 40th ranked player. Can't pronounce her name.
Okay,
but
good.
It did happen.
Bunch of people didn't know.
Sports. Yeah. Tomorrow you're talking about French Open. Hey, I heard the top woman lost yesterday, the first round. Okay.
Huge news.
I mean, whatever. You know, that was pretty big news. Then we have this week on Wednesday, Cavs Golden State Part 3.
Cup finals starting tomorrow, too.
Cup finals starting tomorrow night, which is very interesting.
Baseball's in full swing. The Mets are playing right now.
The Mets are playing right now, and they're losing 1-0. Matt Harvey gave up his 12th home run of the season.
He's a little upset about Adrian Lima still, I think.
So tons of stuff.
A lot of things.
But for me, you know, listen, we can always go to Yankee games and Met games. You live on Long Island. Everyone goes to Mets games. What you cannot go to is the first annual Landon Collins Celebrity Softball event Friday up in Rockland County. A lot of the Giants, you know, they live on.
I see you playing like Brandon Jacobs and those guys,
so,
right? The old guys.
This is what it is. Yeah. First of all, we're going to get to it in the Landon Collins interview in about 5 minutes, whenever, I can play whenever.
Yeah.
But this is what it is. This is unbelievable. It's the current Giants, or not everyone, but current Giants.
Right.
Like a list of, I have the list, we can go over it. Pretty much everyone you can name.
Well, none of these guys get hurt.
Well, that's the thing. That's the
I bet you Odell Beckham's not playing.
He's not there.
Of course not.
So the roster.
Chasing Iggy Azalea around.
LPG Joe, license plate guy, who is basically the hype man for this.
Yeah.
The guy running the whole show, tickets and banners and all this stuff. Him and Landon Collins are pairing together to do it, and Brandon Jacobs. It's Landon Collins is the captain of the current Giants.
Okay.
Brandon Jacobs is the captain of the last two Super Bowl winning champions.
Yeah, I've seen that.
So it's 30 new Giants against 30. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is good stuff.
It's going to be an amazing event. Not only is it going to be an amazing event, and again, this will come out in the interview, but I want to like hype it up because I'm so excited about
it. You're the hype man to the hype man.
I'm the hype man to the hype man. I'm the middle man. At 5 o'clock, there's a dodgeball game.
Oh, my God.
They're going to play dodgeball.
Oh, I really hope no one gets hurt of this. I see like an Aaron Boone moment happening.
Giants lose Snack Harrison for the season in a dodgeball game.
Yeah, well, God help me.
At some point after the dodgeball, there's a home run derby.
That's awesome.
And then some point after that, there's an actual softball game.
That's really cool.
And it's going to be all those guys, and there's going to be interaction. And, of course, we'll get to that in the interview. But that's pretty cool. That's something
we might have to put on the calendar, make the trip up there. I know you're going, yeah.
I am going to go, probably. Okay. I will
I'll have to see.
I will get.
I'll check my social coordinators.
See what your social coordinator says about that.
Right.
Pretty cool. It's at a stadium called. I forget.
Uh oh.
Something in Rockland County.
Something in Rockland County. We'll get on to that one later. Yeah, we'll find that one later.
Look it up for me. Yeah, I've been talking about it all week, too, and I forget it. Yeah, it's a minor league baseball season.
One too many Heinekens at a barbecue today, I think.
Not me. Yeah,
maybe me.
I got to go. Barbecue, again. Memorial Day week. We have a whole other day left. We have an actual Memorial Day.
Tomorrow is Memorial Day, right?
Maybe
exactly.
A washout, but
right.
Man, what a day today! So we have
our boy Judge
killing it,
Grand Slam,
first Grand Slam of his career. Now tied with Mike Trout for the major league lead at 16 homers.
Yeah.
The judges' quarters, that nonsense in right field. First of all, there's a couple of things I have. Hey, listen, I didn't think about talking about this today, but why, might as well bring it up.
Why not? It's a hot moment. Hot topic.
If anyone has anything to say about Aaron Judge, please give us a call, 631-888-8811. Aaron Judge, Yankees, Landon Collins softball game, Memorial Day. Come on, Hacksaw, Jim Duggan, whatever you got. We'd love to hear it, you know? We'd love to hear everything. I like the more unique things about sports. I don't like your ERA and the Yankees need a pitcher. Sure.
Right.
Let's talk. Give me something unique. This, the judges' quarters in right field Yankee Stadium, is a little hokey for my liking.
Right.
It's more of a
They all have
field.
The all-rise signs and gavels.
I'm a sign guy, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, okay.
I'm okay with bringing signs
dope
on your own.
Dope sports signs.
Dope sports signs.
I just start following you.
Dope sports signs has posted on Instagram, has posted the judges' quarters with the all-rise, okay? That has to happen. But they're a little hokey as far as, like, making a whole section of the stadium for that.
Right.
A little too hokey for me. So
that's modern sports, though.
It is, though.
That's modern-day sports. And the Yankees are losing money, ticket sales. Anything they can to sell tickets.
You have to cater.
We're spoiled brats, Yankee fans. You know, we're like, we can't believe that they haven't won a World Series in 7 years. God forbid, you know? And it's coming soon. Don't worry.
Well, it's nonsense. 7 years.
7 years is nuts.
Yeah, but I guess they do. I saw
a report they're losing some substantial money compared to back in the day.
Ticket-wise.
Yeah, ticket-wise. It's just a lot of things going on in the world, you know, like you just mentioned it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you got to get a little hokey, I guess.
I guess.
And you're right. You're right. The Lightning
well,
with this kid.
The Mets doing well 2 years ago.
Sure.
Helped the Yankees take itself.
You'll see the effect next year because I think now that the Yankees are starting to get good again, they're going to start filling the bills.
They'll be back.
Yeah, it's inevitable.
You're right. 100%. But back to the judges' quarters.
Right.
A little hokey. Number one. It's in right field, dude.
Yeah.
He's a big old – he's a left-hand – I mean, he's a
right – That's where he plays. Yeah, that's where he plays.
I understand that, but, like, wouldn't it be cooler to, like, hit it to the
– Yeah, I guess.
He did it. I hit opposite.
He did go oppo today, yeah.
But that was one. I guess he plays there. I guess that's the point, but whatever. That's number one. Number two, he's got 16 home runs this season. That's great.
Yeah.
But he's a rookie, bro. Like, slow your roll. I get he's a hype. I get everyone loves him.
Where's Dad? Is Dad going to call him?
Yeah, I don't know.
He still doesn't want to trade him for Clayton Kershaw?
No, I don't know about that.
I love that.
Like, I guess jump on the bandwagon and sell some tickets. I guess that's what you do.
Yep.
But for me, so Yanks, I'm not going to get overexcited. We know that we had a great – Pineda had a quality start. Tanaka had a great start Friday night. CeCe's getting
his. Sabathia's been better, too, yeah.
We're getting those starts. Larry Rothschild underrated through all this. I mean, obviously, the pitcher coach has to be mentioned by these Band-Aids. That's We've said it every week.
That's the bugaboo. We say the wheels that come off the wagon.
We say it every week.
Yeah, I mean, we're 85-90 win team.
And
hopefully.
That's what that's happening in Baltimore right now.
Right.
They got hot and their pitching started to fall apart, which is another interesting thing. We're playing Baltimore, Boston, Toronto.
Yeah.
13 games.
I saw that.
Next 13.
The old girlfriend texted me that today. She's more into it than I am, I think.
Well, that's great. Well, that's good.
We got to get her on the show.
Listen, keep feeding me info.
Yeah, feed me info for the show. Right, exactly.
I'm at a barbecue. Feed me info.
With a Hacksaw Jim Duggan t-shirt, drinking Land Sharks. Playing beer pong with millennials.
You have a millennial mindset.
Yeah, I have a little, probably a generation before the millennial mindset.
So I'm not going to get overexcited about the Yankees right now. It's great. In the corner of my mind, I'm watching everything. I watch every game, whatever. You know, it's going
to
be cool.
It's a preview to what's going to come. It's almost Yankees 95, 94, 95, and we're starting to get good.
Yep. Yeah.
I have that feeling.
Yeah, sure.
You see Gleyber Torres playing third now in the minors.
In AAA.
It's getting exciting.
Yep, so that's cool at the Yankees. Mets have their own problems.
Conforto's playing good.
I don't want to.
At least you can get excited about that.
I got our airtime with Mets talk.
Conforto's playing good.
Big money Cespedes, who seems to be like, you can see how much that's affecting the whole team.
Yeah.
That's a little like
one too many Batmobiles.
Right, exactly. So he now he's got it's a leg issue. It was supposed to be a hammy. Now it's supposed to be a quad. No. You know, setback. Right. If that dude loses his legs, that's where his power is.
Yeah, right. Too much clearing the cream, I think, for him. You know,
that's no good.
Right,
and he's in the first year of this mega contract.
Yeah, I don't know.
So Mets fans, if you want to drown your sorrows, or if you want to tell me what's wrong with my opinion, please call us at 631-888-8811. Other than that, in about 2 minutes, we're going to have the Landon Collins interview. Again,
cool.
Landon Collins is the best safety in the NFL.
Yeah, man.
Switching gears.
When we traded up for him, I was like so stoked.
Now, do you remember how that worked? Why he was a big time prospect.
Did
he have a problem?
He actually
in the draft.
No, I mean, he was supposed to go middle first round.
And he dropped.
And he just kind of dropped for whatever reason.
And we made a move to the first pick of the second round.
I mean, it was funny. We were picking 5 or 6 that year. I wouldn't have been upset with the Giants picking him, like, 5th. You know, because we picked 9th, maybe?
No.
That year?
No, Landon Collins here. That's when we took Eli Apple. We picked, like,
10 or 11.
11 or
well, whatever. I would have been happy taking Landon Collins at that spot.
Well, in hindsight, definitely.
Correct.
Yeah. But, yeah, so he's the man. LPG Joe, as you know, he's been on this program before.
Yeah, I know.
He's a friend of mine.
Yeah, I follow him on all the social media.
Yeah,
stuff.
We'll see him Friday.
Yep.
They have a great event coming up. It's the first time at Tom Coughlin J Fund.
All right.
But this
awesome.
is
our.
That's
cool.
Yeah, that's the charity. This is our interview with Landon. We edited it a little. We made it a little Sports Talk 1240-ish. So we're going to roll with that right now and enjoy for the next. It's about 10 minutes. This is Landon Collins, license plate guy Joe, and myself the other day. Here it is. Enjoy.
Live from West Babylon, New York, this is Sports Talk 1240.
All right, welcome to Sports Talk 1240, and we're welcoming in 2 special guests. Safety from the New York Giants, a first-team All-Pro last year, Mr. Landon Collins, and a first-team All-Pro super fan of the New York Giants, known as license plate guy, Mr. Joe Rubeck. Thanks for coming on Sports Talk 1240, guys.
Appreciate the problem. The pleasure's out. Thank you. I thought I was the safety, though, and he was the guy that wears the license plate.
Well, you know, Joe, you know, I know you've been going to games, every home and away game for 14 or 15 years, and I hope we see Landon Collins at those games for the next 14 or 15 years also.
Man, I would love that.
Right? So just get right into it. The first annual Landon Collins charity softball and home run derby event happening on June 2nd. We're very excited. This event looks so cool. Landy, you got a great hype man here in Joe, as you obviously know. Tell me how this all came about and, you know, whose idea was it and where did it actually stem from?
Well, I mean, it definitely came from Joe. It's his idea. He just brought it to my attention. I was like, okay with it. But I mean, Joe texted me he was going to the Pro Bowl game. And Joe texted me and said, I'm coming to your Pro Bowl game. I said, cool, that's fantastic. Let's do it. So finally get to the Pro Bowl game. We do all the secret handshake on the sideline where he's always at, you know, with all the license plates. And when I get to the sideline, he asked me, hey, you want to do a charity event? A softball charity event? I said, sure, why not? I said, it'd be my first charity event. It'd be big. I said, big then. He's like, bet. You know, the only thing I'm always keen on, he says, bet. I got it from that. But once he says bet, he says, you got it. Then from that point on, I mean, he went above and beyond with this event. And and still doing so.
That's great, man. And as us Giants fans know, and all the Giants fans around know, that you can count on LPG, man. He's there every day, and he's going to make it happen for you. So what charities are actually involved?
With charity?
Yes.
I see that
there's the J Fund was involved.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, so J Fund, Coach Coughlin's organization's fantastic. You know, they do a lot of great things in the community, so we're I appreciate that, and we're all excited about this event. I can't wait. Joe's been hyping it up big time. Which of the three events? So we're gonna go with the. Let's see here. It starts with a dodgeball. Am I reading this correctly?
Yeah, dodgeball. Yeah.
Let's go to the dodgeball game and let them get all their frustrations out right away.
I don't want nobody to get hurt. All right, there. Who's going to be the most deadly dodgeball player?
Oh man, I don't know. It'll probably be one of the small guys. You know, they're quick and jittery and stuff like that, so they can get in and out of places real quick. So I agree with one of the small guys that's going to be out there. I mean, I don't know about the old heads. They don't move too fast like they used to, but they might still have a little wiggle room in there.
Oh, man, I think that I could be happy just watching Snacks play dodgeball, and then I can go. All right, and then we're moving on from the from that to a home run derby, which I think is going to be fantastic. Do we have like a list? Is everyone participating in the home run derby? How's that going to work?
No, you know, there's. I got to be honest with you. When Landon and I started putting all the names together. I can't believe the amount of responses that came out for both the Tom Call from J Fund and for Landon Collins. I mean, I don't think there was a player that we approached that, answered with a no. It was a yes right away. And then, of course, they got to check their schedules. But, you know, you're looking at over 30 players from the old team and at least 25 to 30 from the new team. So there's going to be so many players hanging around that there's going to be some that are going to play dodgeball and nothing else, some that are going to, just chip in and home run derby and nothing else, and then some that are going to play in the game. But there's so many guys, we just haven't figured that out yet.
Well, that sounds amazing. That's like Disney World for these Giant fans, man. You're going to have a great showing. And as you know, you mentioned that, Joe, I just wanted to read for the fans right now your tweet from, I think it was today, and this kind of was like, this really made me smile. This is LPG Joe's tweet on Twitter this afternoon. If those of you who don't follow him, you should. He's a super Giants fan. For those of you, this is a quote, for those of you asking about autographs at the event, I hope you get every single player you want on whatever you bring. No VIP, no meet and greet. And I just thought that was fantastic. So
yeah,
let all the fans.
I appreciate that. I sent it out there because I've been getting flooded with people that want to know whether there is a meet and greet or, any kind of VIP ticket. And, I didn't feel like I wanted to charge people X amount of dollars to get an autograph. It's not about that. And I also promised the players that, because so many are coming, I don't want them to, it's such a great event and for such a good cause. I don't want them to be in some corner signing autographs for 1,000 fans. I wanted everybody to go and have fun. Now, with that said, I like how Landon answers his question. Everybody asked him, and he's like, listen, we're going to interact. We're going to come up to the stands. We're going to, sign this, do that, take some pictures. As long as everybody's, respectful and nice, there's going to be plenty of player interaction.
That's fantastic, and I'm sure everyone's happy to hear that because I know I am. All right, so So going back, Joe, you're a baseball guy, right? I mean, were you a coach or something like that?
Hey, come on. Don't tell these guys that. I'm trying to be the sleeper in the home run derby.
All right. So I know you're a baseball guy going up. Landon, I'm sure you play baseball. I heard that story when you were 8 years old. You hit some grand slam or something like that. I heard it was a great story there. Who did you look up to playing baseball back when you were growing up?
My biggest person I looked up to was Sammy Sosa.
Okay. Yeah, it was right in your wheelhouse, right? When you were coming up, and he was doing his thing.
Yep.
Amazing. That's cool. So, what about you, Joe?
I'm a big Don Mattingly fan, and then I switched over to Jeter. So, you're talking about two players that really my whole life actually.
Yeah, I hear that. And you know what? I know you're the number one Giants fan in the history of the world, but don't sleep. I know you were at that Jeter game. I saw you the other night on Sunday night.
I wasn't missing that game, man. No way.
No.
Consummate pro in all sports.
Right.
I look at Derek Jeter. I look at someone like Eli Manning, and now this humble guy right here. I look at three consummate pros in New York, and I love them all.
All right, so you just gave something a little away. You want to participate in this because normally you're the guy. Are the license plates going to be there, like hanging on like the bleachers, and you're not going to be in the bleachers cheering? You're going to be on the field.
I promise you that I'm 100% going to be on that field, and I promise you that they will be hanging somewhere.
Excellent. Awesome. And last question, I'll let you go. Again, we're talking with Landon Collins from the New York Giants and Joe Superfan LPG Rubek from the Giants stands from the front row of every Giant game, talking about the Landon Collins charity softball and home run derby event that's happening on June 2nd. Thank you guys for coming on. Last question, is there going to be special jerseys in this? Because I just had a conversation. It's like, well, that'd be cool if the Giants all wore their, like, a game jersey. I saw the shirts that came out the other day. Joe, those are amazing. Those are fire. I'm definitely getting one of those. What's, like, the attire?
Oh, each team has their own jerseys. No, I don't know the colors of them yet.
Each team has softball jerseys. Each team has even dodgeball T-shirts that were donated by Adidas. And, one team has Team Collins, and the other team, believe it or not, I'm going to let something out of the bag right now. The other team on their back, they didn't want to go Team Jacobs. They wanted to go Team Champ. So it's on. It's on. I think it's Team World Champ.
Oh, man, this is going to be great. I can't believe it. I'm looking forward to it. I will definitely be in the house. I hope to see you guys there. The site to buy tickets is LandonCollinsGames.com.
One second. We also started bringing out some shirts with all the guys on that. And it could be another thing for the fans to possibly get signed if they could, if they want to. And if you want to put your hands on it, I think it's $20.
$25.
$25 a t-shirt. And, you could go
that shirt's unbelievable. I saw it yesterday. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Definitely. You can go on dmenpride.com to get the shirt.
All right, guys. Appreciate it. Really amazing you coming on. Joe, thanks again. Looking forward to a good Giants season. So we'll see you guys on June 2nd. All right, guys. Thanks again, Landon Collins and Joe LPG Rubek on Sports Talk California. Have a good one, guys.
Thanks.
You too. Appreciate it.
So that was our talk with Landon and LPG Joe. As you can see, they're pumped.
Yeah, they are. I love Team Champs.
Team Champs. Let's just think about this. I mean, have you ever heard of this sort of thing happening around, like, you see a lot of this in, like, basketball games, like dunk contests, three-point shootouts, like charity basketball games. That always happens. But this is a very interesting one.
Yeah, you know what it is? Even the champ, they're not that much older than the current guys. I mean, you're talking about guys in their, like, mid-30s maybe as compared to guys in their 20s. You know,
I guess you're right.
I mean, even like Jacobs and Bradshaw,
like washed up, but they're probably
younger than we are.
Probably,
they're way younger than we are.
I didn't see on this list Tuck.
Really?
I'm disappointed.
What is it? I know it's Bradshaw, Jacobs.
Bradshaw, Jacobs, like guys like Snee, Canty, Amani Toomer.
I'm gonna be rooting for Team Champs. I hate to say it, man.
Well, Eli is on.
As the current team.
He's on the current, right? I mean,
is he gonna like get traded in the middle of the game?
Yeah. He's on the current.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean that's pretty cool. Right?
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's a great. Look forward to trying to get up there, see what happens. I know you're going. Lucky dog, you.
Dude, a dodgeball game between these guys?
I don't know if I'm going to like that too much.
Well, they're going to be talking like all sorts of junk.
Is our boy McAdoo going to be there? With like his.
That's the thing. I didn't want to get.
His Caraco suit?
I didn't want to get too far into that, but like the legalities of this with like not hurting yourself, you know what I mean? Like that's a little.
Like I said, I'm a little afraid of an iron boom moment.
It's a little weird.
Yeah.
But just to go on more with this, now to our listeners out there, call in 631-888-8811. We'd be happy to take your call. A bit of news, personal news on my side.
Okay, like this
week I signed on with a sports website to do some reporting.
Okay.
With them, it's called FanSided. If anyone knows it, it's very popular.
I've heard of FanSided.
Owned by Time Inc., Sports Illustrated affiliate.
Congratulations.
Thank you. FanSided, the New York-based FanSided account is called the Empire Writes Back.
Okay.
All right. So the Empire Writes Back, I signed on with them this week to be a contributor. Okay. You know, not going to be like an everyday full-time tour sort of thing. Right. Just kind of like this. Just
you work for a living.
Yeah, I work for a living, just contributing some of my thoughts and creativity. Part of in my first attempt, my first address to the initiate myself into the fan-sided community was an article I wrote that came out yesterday. Okay. It was featured on the front page of Empire Strikes Back.
Nice.
And it was about the more interesting, cooler things to do sports-related this summer. Now, it's Memorial Day, so let's get out to a good start.
Okay.
And my first thing on the list, and I did it in date order, because this is the kind of things that are on my radar to attend, and you have good insight onto this.
All right.
Okay? The first one, Landon College charity softball game, right? Pretty cool.
Yep.
Happening this Friday. You just heard the interview. I highly suggest going that if you're a Giant fan, if you have time. If you're in the Jersey on that side of the river,
yeah,
no brainer. Bring
even from us, Rockland County's not that far.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I mean, it might be a little trafficy,
yeah,
but it'll be fine. It's Friday night. Getting home will be fine.
Right.
Then you got June 10th.
Okay.
The Belmont. Boom. Oh, you know.
I've been there a few times.
Yeah, been there a bunch of times. That's a no brainer.
Not much sizzle to it this year. No Triple Crown, but still
and the
pretty
guy
cool
who
event.
Won the.
I don't want to talk about it. We took a bloodbath at the Preakness, me and you.
We did. The winner, the two-horse, is out.
Yeah, he's out.
This week.
Always dreaming, yeah.
Today he's out. Belmont, June 10th. June 21st, another cool charity event, kind of same along the lines of the Landon Collins, is the Steve Nash Showdown in Chinatown. I've been to that the last couple of years.
Okay.
And Steve Nash and athletes, basketball players, some celebrities, Weatherford played in it last year. They play soccer. Because Steve Nash is a big soccer guy.
Cool.
From the Santa Clara days.
Cool.
They play a big soccer charity event. Lots of cool people there. Durant was there last year.
That's
he
cool.
didn't play.
Yeah.
But he came.
Walking around with his backpack.
Cool guys. Who was Teddy Lasso, the guy from Saturday Night? He's the character.
I'm out on Saturday
Jason
nights.
Jason Sudeikis. Jason Sudeikis, the actor.
Right,
yeah. He was a coach.
Okay.
And he did it in that coach character.
I got you.
He was there last year. June 22nd, the day after the Steve Nash, the NBA draft at the Barclays.
Okay. You now, love the NBA draft.
Yes. Now, it's not for everyone.
Right.
I'm a little draft nerd. Knicks pick 8th. Could be fun for draft nerds.
Yeah, LeVar Ball sightings.
We'll have our boy Mike the Truth on that week to talk about that.
I can't wait to get the truth back.
June 25th, 3 nights later, at the Barclays, the opening night of the Ice Cube 3-on-3 Basketball League.
That actually is going to be interesting.
That's good.
I might actually pay more attention to that than the NBA.
Want to go to that?
I would love to go to that.
3-on-3, old, washed-up dudes.
Yeah. I would love to go to that. I can't even watch the NBA anymore, so I'm in. I'm with Ice Cube.
Then in August, we have the Northern Trust Open happening right here in our backyard.
I like that.
That's going to be fun. And then, of course, you have things like Travers Weekend.
Yep. Travers
Saratoga.
Weekend is amazing.
If you can do that, take a little road trip.
Amazing.
And then it rounds off with another tentpole event is the U.S. Open at Flush.
Sure.
At Arthur Ashe Stadium.
Sure.
Go to Mets game, walk over to the U.S. Open.
Right, well, pretty good local events, accessible.
Pretty cool stuff,
a little
right?
bit off the radar, most of them.
Right.
Travers is something you got to do.
Right? Like, yeah. Those aren't the normal
100,000 people.
Go to a Yankee game, right. Go to a Mets game, of course. But those are kind of some cool things. So that was about my first article.
Cool.
About. Go to FanSided, go to the Empire Strikes Back, follow me at Team Vivalo. We're going to take a break in about 10 seconds. But after that break, we're going to come back with our man, NBA analyst, Bleacher Report contributor, Roll with the Winners contributor, CBS Radio producer, Mr. Eric Newman, Ithaca College graduate. He is very knowledgeable, probably the most knowledgeable basketball mind. Mike the Truth probably knows more of the current stuff, but Newman has like that
old school?
Yeah, kind of the old school knowledge, that player knowledge. He was a coach. He still plays. He still mixes it up.
Right.
So in a couple of minutes after the break, he'll come on. We'll talk about the NBA Finals, the predictions. I haven't said what my prediction is yet. I will reveal my prediction for the NBA Finals. Got to talk about it.
Yeah.
It's happening Wednesday. It's big news.
True.
So after the break, we'll bring them on. And that's it for right now.
All right, brother.
We'll see you in a little bit.
You're listening to Sports Talk 1240 on Long Island's AM 1240. WGBB.
Country Foot Care, official podiatrists of the New York Lizards, have been delivering state-of-the-art foot care with good old-fashioned caring to Long Island residents for over 30 years. Specialists in sports medicine and foot injuries, Country Foot Care can be reached at 516-741-FEET or online at countryfootcare.com.
Want to advertise your business on Sports Talk 1240? Place an ad on sportstalk1240.com and run a radio commercial during the show every Sunday night here on AM 1240 WGBB. Our rates are very affordable. We'll even produce the radio commercial for you. Just head over to sportstalk1240.com and fill out the contact us form and let us start promoting your business today.
Unflippable, unflappable, unleakable. The Gust Buster is the only umbrella that won't flip inside out, rip, tear, or leak. Capable of withstanding winds over 55 miles per hour. All of our umbrellas are constructed of the finest quality materials and backed by a limited lifetime guarantee. What are you waiting for? Visit GustBuster.com and get your Gust Buster today.
Stay connected to Sports Talk 1240 by following us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Sports Talk 1240.
You're listening to Sports Talk 1240, broadcasting every Sunday night beginning at 8 p.m. right here on Long Island's AM 1240 WGBB, the station that serves your community. And now, back to the show.
All right, we're back. The second half of the second half of the second half of the second half. We're going to talk some NBA Finals action. We have the third. What are we calling it again?
The tri-finals.
The tri-final. The third meeting of these guys in a row. Has this happened before? We'll ask Newman. He'll probably know. We're going to bring on Eric Newman, a friend of the program, a very knowledgeable basketball mind. Is he on? Happy Memorial Day to you, bud.
Hey, Mike. Happy Memorial Day. What's up, man?
You having a good weekend?
Solid.
Awesome.
Solid. I'm on a Brooklyn rooftop right now sipping a lager.
I'm jealous.
Fantastic. Fantastic. I hope there's no Nets fans out where you are because they're not going to.
No.
No.
No. My Celtic fandom trumps it all.
All right. Cool, man. So thanks for coming on. Like I said, we're going to talk a little finals with you, a little what just happened, what you see in these teams. I will personally reveal what I think I see in these teams. Jeff will put what he thinks he's going to put his money on.
Yeah.
Current odds, I believe I just saw today that the Cavs are minus 220.
Right.
With like a 10% chance to win, whatever that nonsense
right.
is. Let's go to Newman. Give me your first surface, and we'll get a little deeper, but give me your first surface take on this.
You know, you hope you're going to see the classic final that we all are dying for. This is round three of these two teams. They could say it's not a rivalry. It's not a rivalry. We very well know it is. Neither of these teams have been tested so far.
Right.
So we know the greatness of the stars. We know the resumes. We know the legacies at stake. But we don't have a very good feeling for how either of these teams are going to do down 2-1 in a must-win game four of the NBA Finals. We know what the versions of them were last year and the year before, but not this year. And that's something that really intrigues me, but I'm still wrapping my head around how I see this series going. I don't believe in that 10% nonsense you just threw out there. There's no way LeBron James, who's playing at arguably his highest level of his career at age 32, there's no way you can say this guy only has a 10% chance to lead his team to a finals victory over the Warriors.
Okay.
So start there.
Hey, well, that's why I have you here, man, because that's the type of stuff I'm looking for. Knock me right down. I didn't make that up. I just saw that somewhere.
But yeah, so it's 93%.
I had the
said,
same conversation.
Sport like the ESPN, which is a little crazy. I agree with you.
I had this conversation today with my nephew, who's 13, and we're actually shooting hoops. And he's like, "Who do you like?" He said he liked the Cavs in 6 or 7. I was like, "Dude, they can't guard these." I was kind of the same way. He was giving me back and forth, but I'm like, ultimately, I think that what he said, the first word you said, is the most important thing. The first sentence, they haven't been tested. Like, what happens when they get smacked in the mouth? Golden State wins every game by 20. It feels like. What happens?
Yeah, the other glaring thing to me, and Mike, you know that, you know, I spent half of my professional life, you know, coaching at different levels, and then, you know, taking that mind and doing what I've been doing with content and examining the game and all that. But you look at the contrasting styles. You have the star power, right? But what does Golden State look like when you slow the game down,
right,
and Tristan Thompson and Kevin Love are able to stay on the floor with LeBron, and it becomes a more physical half-court game? And yes, Golden State moves the ball beautifully. They cut beautifully. They share it well, but a lot of that is in chaotic situations. I'm not saying all of it. I don't have the percentages in front of me. I'm more of an eye test guy than an analytics guy. But if Golden State can get out and run and make Cleveland go with one big instead of two, then Golden State has an edge. If Cleveland can slow the game down, pound the paint, get to the free throw line, make their offense play a defensive role, meaning have great half-court possessions, not force jump shots and let Golden State get out and run, then we're going to see a very, very competitive series.
And then it's going to be anyone's game, seven-game type of series, hopefully.
I mean, that's what we want to see.
That's what, of course, we want to see.
Or is Zaza going to put his foot underneath LeBron and stand the series right away? Sweep the leg.
I would love to see somebody put Zaza on the floor to start the series to send the message immediately.
Send the message.
We'll see.
Who is the Cleveland? Does Cleveland have some kind of bonehead they can roll out there? I don't even know the depth on their team.
Yeah, J.R. Smith.
No. Too
valuable.
Yeah.
Who would be the guy I would send out to start that fight with Pachulia?
Yeah.
This is like 90s Knicks. I love it.
Well, this is the truth. This happens in the locker rooms.
Dante Jones. Oh,
there you go.
There you go. He's a really nice guy. Excuse me, with a great reputation. So I'm not sure if he's the guy, but. I think take one
for the team.
Yeah, definitely. The team will pay that fine.
This conversation, I don't know if it happens at the levels of basketball you coach. This conversation happens in the locker room. Like who said that? This happens throughout. Like if something like that, someone's got to take care.
I've been in more basketball conversations in 72 hours than I can count. It's either people asking me who are the Celtics drafting, who are they trading for, are they going to pay Isaiah or trade him? It's who's going to win the finals.
Right.
It's the LeBron legacy. It's everywhere, but you know, and I was actually talking about this earlier. Like, there isn't a major sport that stems up more talking points and now more content around the sport than the NBA. It's crazy.
I don't know if it's all
a good way.
Well, exactly. I don't know if I was going to say, wait a minute, when football season happens, that but the fall out of football gets a lot of negative press. Like these players are idiots.
Yeah, but Dell's an idiot. Football, obviously, you know, people are diehard football fans year round.
Right.
Obviously, the NFL draft is this huge drawn out event,
right.
And you know, it's just something I don't have an interest in watching after the first round. I don't hate on it. That's just my personal preference. But basketball, because the players are so public. And they feel like they're so accessible,
right?
Because of the fact that the fans are on top of the court. You know, the obvious.
Yeah, yeah.
You have all the personas, all the star power, social media, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep.
So, Mike, let's put you on the spot first. It's your show, but I'm asking the question.
Nice.
Who are you taking?
Dude, gun to my head, I'm taking Golden State in five.
In five?
Yeah.
I
know you say LeBron's playing at the top of his game, and of course he is. He's again, another conversation I won't get into. But I'm about to put him number one overall all time, very soon. Maybe not. If he wins this year, definitely.
No way.
That might be a different day.
That's a different conversation.
Yep.
But the other night, and maybe it's because I don't see the game the same way you do, or you know, professional analyst or whatever. When he missed that dunk, the wide open Kevin Love sweet outlet dunk, and he missed that dunk, I was like, all right, now this guy is so phenomenal. He's still killing it, triple double, 30 points, and all stuff. But and he's now using like his body, his giganticness, and his head for the game as a tool more than he ever has. So his athleticism, which is still top, is combining with this, making him just like this insane superstar.
Let me simplify it for you.
Yeah.
He's more of a well-oiled machine mentally and physically than you've ever seen.
He's ever been, right. So you've got guys like, for instance, my cousin. I'm going to go on a little tangent. My cousin played a very high level of basketball, and one day he was playing against Mark Jackson in some sort of tournament or some league. And he said Mark Jackson at age 41 was the toughest guy he had ever had to guard. He's guarded tens and tens and hundreds of pros. He said Mark Jackson was the toughest guy at age 41 I ever had to guard because he couldn't take the ball from him.
Backing him
he
down?
Had such a big, wide hips, couldn't do anything. It was impossible. And he puts the ball on a dime to whoever he wants to. And that's what I'm saying. Like using his he wasn't athletic, right? Imagine a guy with that head. Being the, as athletic as LeBron.
You put the whole package together. You put the highest IQ with the highest drive.
It's insane. Like, you don't really get
that.
You know what I mean?
Together, and
it's
crazy.
Right. Yeah. That's like Bird.
But he's going to have to, listen, in this series, he is going to have to, and the same goes for Kevin Love, they're going to have to go 15 feet and below and play bully ball and force Durant and Draymond Green to have to really, really pay attention to guarding the post.
Right.
And Draymond Green, and this goes for Draymond and LeBron, actually, and it's very intriguing, right? Because LeBron James is the natural guy who's going to start and Kevin Durant to start every game. You know, you got J.R. Smith on Clay. You got Kyrie and Steph matching up. It's Draymond and Love. And it's Tristan and Zaza Pachulia. So LeBron has to worry about Durant.
Right, yeah.
Right?
And Durant, LeBron doesn't like guarding Durant, historically.
No, because LeBron has become also, you know, he can lock down people in stretches
right
across the board. But he's a very, very good help defender.
Right, oh, he's a great defender.
He can come over and block shots and be a voice. Same goes for Draymond on the other side. If Draymond has to switch over to LeBron, if Draymond has to worry about guarding Kevin Love in the post, he's the best defender in basketball. Now, he's terrific on the basketball, but he's most valuable to the Warriors when he's in that help voice of the defense KG role that KG played with the Celtics.
Okay.
So it's very interesting to see who's going to have a big impact on the game defensively or who will have the bigger impact on the game defensively.
Well, I think that's
LeBron or Draymond.
That's interesting. Those guys are superstars and they're great defensive players, like the tops, like the top, you know, defensive first team. How about the guys who are terrible? Like Kyrie and Steph Curry, they're terrible defenders almost. They're borderline.
Yeah. They're gonna torch each other is what they're gonna do.
Right. So it's very interesting. There's gonna be a lot of things. I'm picking Golden State to win just because I think LeBron is going to have to be at 100% play such high minutes every game.
He's going to
play to an A++ performance every game. So I think one of them they'll get, but I just don't think he'll have it in the tank. Like, and I'm trying to remember, was it the first Golden, was it 2 years ago Golden State that he was just...
They had nobody.
He just got drained.
Well, they had nobody. Kyrie had nobody.
Love was out.
Right, Kyrie got hurt in the first game.
Dellavedova was their second best player.
Right.
Yeah, Kyrie got hurt in game one, which Golden State won narrowly, and then LeBron, they won game two in Golden State, and then one of the greatest games LeBron James has ever played was game three.
Yeah,
at home, they went up 2-1, and Dellavedova had a huge hand in that win, too, and then they were just simply out of gas.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Golden State's going 8-9 deep. LeBron barely has a suitable starting five.
Right.
You know, Kyrie
could be a big different. Kyrie's performance against the, who they play?
Celtics.
I'm sorry.
It was unbelievable.
That was unbelievable.
Game four, third quarter. I'm yelling at the TV, and obviously I'm a huge Brad Stevens fan, but, you know, LeBron had zero impact on the game to that point as far as a scoring stretch goes and finding that rhythm. I was shocked that the Celtics did not run two guys at Kyrie Irving or at least have help try to come a bit sooner, make somebody else beat you. But that's the other thing that Cleveland does so well is they have two explosive guys, LeBron and Kyrie, who can get their own shot.
They do.
And when they go pick and roll, they force the defense to make a choice. Are we going to cut off the paint? Are we going to crash the paint? Are we going to take away the rim cuts and the lobs? Or are we going to stay with our shooters outside? Because when you put Kyle Korver on the floor and you have Kevin Love out there, and then even if you go small with J.R., LeBron and Kyrie, who are you helping off?
I don't know. I guess you're right. I mean, listen, those are all valid points. I just think, like, the bigger picture for this is I don't know if the Cavs can guard everyone. That's just like kind of what it comes down to, like, in a basic level. I don't know if the Cavs can guard everyone.
It may come down to that.
Yeah, I think that's going to for me. What do you think? Yep. Give me one player. Like, you know, was it last year? No, 2 years ago, Iguodala was the MVP. Give me someone not named Steph Curry, not named LeBron, who's going to be, like, the real deciding.
Who's an X-factor?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's really fair when you have, like, four first-team All-Star, when you have all these, like, all NBA players on the court. But,
well, I'll tell you this. From the Cleveland side, Kevin Love has to play a great series.
Okay.
Like,
agreed.
Kevin Love has to be, like, 24-12 out of Kevin Love more important to Cleveland than 35 from Kyrie.
I'll go with that. Yeah. Keep him engaged. You know? And he had a great, like, he was rebounding really well. He was kind of, like, playing his role against the Celtics.
But he's got to do it every night.
Right.
He's got to do it every night. And I'm a big proponent of starting the game every night, getting Kevin Love post touches, getting him in the game, making the defense respect him.
Interesting.
And then as soon as he gets comfortable, it seems the three balls go down a little sooner.
I wonder who
as far as Golden, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud. Sorry to interrupt. I wonder who the guy, who you want to get, like, off their game. Like, if you get Draymond in early foul trouble, he could be like become that baby. You know what I mean? Like, come with that, like that. Think of something out of the box, you know?
If Cleveland finds a way to get Draymond Green up off the court, that's huge for them.
Right.
Absolutely huge.
Not even off the court, just, and like upset. You know, maybe like get mad at the refs and do something stupid and like, you know?
If you get his mind off of anything but running the Golden State Warrior defense, then you're getting an advantage.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep, yep. If anyone has any questions for Eric before we let him go, very insightful. You see he knows lots of stuff, even though he's a Celtics fan. And I'm sure it was almost like watching, I would imagine, because it was such a lopsided, you weren't like totally like upset. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, like they made their run. They had a great season. They have good stuff coming up. They have the first pick overall, which is ridiculous.
Great season.
Right.
Great season.
So all that's
not
positive.
The way I wanted it. It's not the way I wanted it to end. I thought they'd have a little bit more in the tank in terms of making these games a little bit more interesting, but is what it is. Obviously, it didn't help that Isaiah went down. They don't beat Cleveland with a healthy Isaiah. But,
well, no, exactly,
know,
exactly.
It would have been a little bit more interesting.
And they
but,
take...
No, lots of Celtics for us to talk in the weeks ahead.
Okay. Do they take... So NBA draft time. Before we let you go, they take Markel Fultz, I'm assuming?
If they keep the pick, they're taking Fultz. I believe that.
And if they trade the pick, they trade it for what, more picks? Or what kind of piece they...
I mean, look who's out there.
I don't know. Is there some kind of big like for trade pieces?
Paul George would be quite an addition if he's willing to sign an extension
offense
with the Celtics and not go to L.A.
Offense. Okay. I think you need like a wing defender. Or, you know, who's a big...
George is lockdown defender.
Is he?
Offensive scorer. Absolutely.
All right, yeah.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, I've heard those rumors float around. Interesting. So, Cleveland minus 220. You would take that?
Me?
Yeah,
The value bet's on Cleveland.
It is.
I mean, you mean plus 220?
Plus 220.
It's worth the hundo to me.
Yeah.
It is. I'm not betting Golden State minus 285.
Yeah.
No way.
All right.
No.
But
I'll put a C note
on Cleveland just for like I did last year.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
I want Cleveland to win.
I think Golden State's going to win in six, but
I want Cleveland.
The value's
so bad
Cleveland
that I don't want to bet on them to win. Because,
right.
Like, if they win,
you.
I get that. You know what I mean?
Right.
I do not want to see Golden State win.
I want Cleveland to win as well.
I
do
not
want to
see Kevin Durant win this championship at all. Never, ever, ever. Eric Newman, thank you so much for joining us. Go back. Enjoy your rooftop. Enjoy your lager.
Enjoy that lager.
I'm sure it's the first of many for the evening, or if it's the end of the barbecue, I don't know what part of the night you're on.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate
it. Go get him, bro. I appreciate it, Noom.
Take care.
Thank you. Thank you. So that's interesting. It's just good to hear him say it, you know, because I agree with everything he said. I don't know the technicalities that he was talking about, but
yeah, he knows the game pretty well. You weren't kidding.
Yeah.
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 Way more than me.
Yeah.
He's watched two games in 10
right.
years.
And I think it's tough to just like lay that all on us.
Yeah.
You know, that's a little tough.
Right.
But points remain. Anyone. You don't watch NBA basketball a lot. You probably watch the finals.
I'm ready to watch the Ice Cube League.
I don't watch a ton of NBA basketball now that the Knicks are horrendous.
Yeah.
But I will watch the finals, and I watch these games leading up to it. And it's pretty obvious. You can watch one of those games, or even just know what happens. These teams are 24-1,
right,
in the postseason.
That's what I'm watching. It's not even worth watching.
They're 24-1,
right,
in the postseason. They had like the only game that Cleveland lost was LeBron had the flu,
right,
and it was an overtime buzzer beater.
Yeah, exactly.
That Celtics won.
I actually will say you made a good point about which team if they're. I actually like Cleveland if their back's to the wall more than Golden State.
Agreed.
I think, you know, LeBron's got that moxie.
Well,
whereas
like what if they go down 2-0?
I think they. Well, I mean they came back 3-1 last
did.
Year.
They did. But they have Kevin Durant.
Right. Yeah.
On
good
their
point.
Team.
Right.
You know they got cold. Like Curry went cold in those two games and was like, you know, 5-for-20 shooting.
Yep.
Kevin Durant's on your team.
Yeah.
You have the NBA
second best player in the world.
I didn't ask him if this has happened before. Playing three times in a row against each other.
I don't. I mean, the Lakers played the Celtics a billion times in the '80s, but I don't know if it was three in a row. I think it was three. I don't know. I don't think there's ever been three in a row. I think I'm pretty sure. We got Doug in L.A.
No, Doug in L.A. Yo, Doug, you listening, bro? We don't want to cut you off right now, but we have some other pressing. Yeah. Pressing topics to discuss,
right,
including the fact that the Mets are...
Yeah, to break up winning. The Mets, 5-1. 5-1. Jose Reyes is contributing. Jay Bruce, one night in the sun, you know. Good for them.
All right.
Sunday night baseball.
So, switching back to baseball.
Right.
We talked a little bit about everything.
Right.
Big sports weekend.
Very big.
2 months ago, we sat here. Now, Memorial Day is a good kind of like... first
quarter of the season.
Yeah, what do you call that? Like a first
quarter
mark.
Quarter pole. Quarter pole of the season.
Yeah.
I'm going to use a horse racing reference.
Yeah, all right.
Quarter pole.
A first, like...
Indicator?
Indicator.
Of how the season's going to go.
It's a little sample size.
Right.
I do think,
about 40-something games, Jen.
I do think that this sample size is...
It's good enough.
The Yankees are 29-18. What does that equal?
47 games.
47 games.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
So, we had our predictions for who was going to be what, who's going to do what.
Okay? The Nationals winning the World Series.
So yeah. you're winning.
I'm feeling
that
good there.
So that one's good. Like if you
Bryce Harper MVP, I'm feeling good about that.
Right. Right. So we did MVPs.
I think I said Lindor was my AL MVP. I don't know how he's doing.
Started off well.
How about Aaron Sanchez as my Cy Young guy? He's been on the DL three times.
Injuries, you can't do anything about.
Right.
But horrible pick.
Right. Extremely
because
horrible.
Because especially good. AL MVP, AL Cy Young. I'm sitting pretty on that one.
Who do you got?
Chris Sale.
Oh yeah,
Chris Sale's about to break the like the single.
Well, I wanted to live a little, you know.
I had Harper.
Right, we both have Harper.
I had the Indians winning it all. Still,
it's a little bit early. I like them.
I will change my pick to the Yankees.
If
we were allowed to do that.
Right.
Aaron Judge
yeah,
rookie
50
of the year.
Home runs. Yeah,
rookie of the year.
Right.
We talked about it with Pops last time on the show.
Yep.
He likes Aaron. Aaron Judge will hit. Let's do that.
32.
Right, 32.
So I think he's going to cool off a little bit.
He is cooled off already.
Yeah,
I'm going to take over 32.
All right.
Let's set the over-under.
35 and a half.
At 30. Well, you just said 32.
Well, I don't know.
Let's set the over-under at 33
and a half. There's 110 games left.
I'll give you one home run. Give 33 and a half.
33 and a half? I'm going to be the guy that takes under right, because I said 32?
All right, okay.
Yeah. It's
trip to Adventureland.
Yeah, the other trip, the Omi still.
Trip to Adventureland. Yeah. Double for nothing
Adventureland. Double for nothing Adventureland. I like it.
All right.
I don't want to root against Judge, but for the spirit of betting, let's do it.
Right. So if anyone has any comments, if anyone has decided to leave their rooftop barbecues or leave their barbecue pool party and go inside and listen to this radio for the last hour, let us know what you think of America, of Memorial Day. Of your favorite wrestler that used to walk around with a 2x4 on his shoulder. Yeah. Of obscure Japanese NASCAR drivers winning the
IndyCar.
Indy 500.
Yeah.
101st running of the Indy 500.
Okay.
Let me know if you can pronounce the woman's name who beat the number one seed in the French Open today.
Or the number one seed, for that matter.
Let me know how many home runs you think Aaron Judge will hit this year. Let me know what you think the finals, the hockey finals, which the
we're gonna talk hockey. Thank God.
We didn't mention those really. That really.
Give me Nashville,
which is unbelievable.
Give me Nashville. The
8 seed,
right? That will never happen in basketball. Will you ever see an 8 seed go to the finals and have a chance to win? Probably not. I mean, the 8 seed in the NBA is like a 35-47 team that gets walloped by Cleveland. The Knicks made it as the 8 seed 1 year, but that was a strike-shortened season.
The 99 season.
Yeah, remember with Sprewell?
They were the 8 seed.
Yeah, they were the 8 seed. But, I mean, that was strike-shortened.
So they're strike-shortened.
Yeah, strike-shortened.
So what does that mean? Are they mean they would have been better?
I mean, yeah, they probably were a better team.
Because once they got rolling.
Everyone got in the playoffs.
They would have got more wins.
I mean, usually the 8 seed in the NBA is terrible. It's a terrible team.
Yes. Every other sport.
Yeah.
Football, you've seen it. The Giants did it.
Yeah.
As a wild card. I guess that's what you call it, the lowest seed.
Well, the thing is, with Nashville, they've been a good team. They made a major move this year, and I'm sure the guys on before us talked about their hockey guys. I think they both picked Nashville, by the way, too. I mean, they traded their franchise captain defenseman, Shea Weber, for PK Subban, who was Montreal's franchise, like a mega trade, basically like a Mike Trout for Bryce Harper type trade,
wow.
You know, hockey-wise. Like, that's how big of players these two guys were, just straight-up swap. And it worked out well for Nashville.
Styles of play.
Weber's like more of like a rugged, like crushier whole family defense, and Subban's more flash.
Well, that's what plays now.
Right.
And Nashville makes this really great speed play.
Yeah, they're a speed team.
Yeah. Nashville makes this really great run.
I'll tell you,
run.
The only reason why I think they're going to beat the Penguins is because the Penguins are worn out. They've been through they won the cup last year.
How's Crosby's,
He's all right.
He's playing.
I mean, he's the greatest player in the world.
but he had a problem.
He got hit in a, whacked in the head in the Washington series. That was like 3 weeks ago.
Okay, so you said, so give me, all right, real quick, we only have 2 more minutes left.
Right.
Give me your NBA and your NHL.
I got Golden State in 6 and Nashville in 7.
Wow.
Yeah. I want to root for Cleveland, but realistically, like you said, how are they going to defend all these guys?
I have an amazing interview with a person by the name of, if I say this name,
okay,
I don't know if you're going to know, I'll tell you who it is. But I'm just trying to think internally. I'm having an internal bet with myself. Man. Are you going to know who this is or not when I say his name?
Okay.
His name is Stipe Miocic.
Of course I know who that is.
Sorry.
The heavyweight champ of UFC.
So I had a great interview with Stipe Miocic.
He's the man.
I interviewed him. Go to the Sports Sizzle TV on YouTube to see my UFC 208 McGregor at the Garden.
Yeah.
Stipe was there hanging out. We got to talking.
He is the man.
You know where he's from?
Cleveland.
Cleveland. Oh, so you do know.
Yeah, big UFC guy.
We have myself on video with Stipe interviewing him saying, give me your predictions about Cleveland this year.
Yeah.
He said, this was in November. He said, Cleveland's going to win the championship again. They're going to beat Golden State again.
Okay.
He said, the Browns are going to surprise. The Indians are going to go to the World Series again.
The Browns are going to make the playoffs.
The Browns are going to surprise a lot of people.
Okay.
So he kind of got off light there because in some way they'll surprise them.
If they win six games, they'll be surprised.
Whatever. Yeah. And then he said that he's going to keep the title for a long-ass time.
Good for him.
That was his four predictions
to me.
In November, so we got to him in the title already.
Right.
You got Cleveland playing Golden State already.
Yep.
If that comes out, I have a funny feeling that I can edit that down to like a potentially viral type of video of him in November.
Like Stipe Domus type of stuff.
Yes. Like Stipe Domus. I'll put the date on it, November 8th or November 10th, whatever it was, and play that out. Stipe, man. If you're listening, I know Steve is a big fan of the show.
Yeah,
huge fan of Sports Talk.
Big in Cleveland, Sports Talk 1240.
Well, you know, Weidman on the show.
Yeah, I know.
Weidman fought in that.
Him and Weidman are boys, by the way. They're good friends. Weidman and Stipe.
Okay.
100%.
There you go. Well, Weidman is a fan of the show. He's been on the show, on the program. He fought in 208 at the Garden.
Chris Weidman's one of my favorite athletes of all time, by the
great
way.
Guy.
I'm upset I didn't get in on that interview.
We can get him on anytime we want.
Awesome.
I know him. I met Weidman the other day with his PR people. I have him all.
Warrior.
When that time comes, maybe his next one.
He is a warrior.
Wow, we're all over the place, but I love it. It's Memorial Day.
Right.
Everyone.
You got 1 minute left.
All right, here you go, Jeff. You're at the barbecue.
Okay.
You have in front of you. You can only make one choice.
I like this.
Sausage and peppers.
Okay.
Hot dog with the works.
Okay.
Cheeseburger.
Okay.
Grilled chicken sandwich also with the works, or something I'm missing. What am I missing?
Probably like a steak, but pinwheel steak or something like that.
Steak.
I mean, I'm going sausage and pepper. I love sausage.
You are.
I'm a sausage and peppers guy.
And
absolutely.
Was there like a grandma recipe? Dog
with the works is disgusting to me. I don't like hot dogs.
The relish?
Or not.
Okay.
Cheeseburger is an American staple.
Yeah.
And obviously steak is like, that steak shouldn't even be in that conversation.
Right,
that's like different level.
Yeah,
that's like fine. You know, fine delicacy.
I've had two burgers so far this weekend.
Yeah, I had three in about an hour ago. That's why I managed to keep this great physique.
I pulled up to Home Depot yesterday. Side note, as we leave this wonderful show, thank you and thank all my guests and thank Landon Collins and thank Eric Newman and thank Lyson Plate Joe and thank Jeff Gaida and thank Brian Graves. But side note, I pulled up to Home Depot with my 5-year-old yesterday. He doesn't want to come with me. Come to Home Depot. He doesn't want to come. I force him in the car. We get there. We pull right up first spot. We get a good spot. There's a guy out front with a grill cooking dogs. It's like a Weber Grill promotion. They're trying to sell grills. All these dogs. He's like, Dad, hot dogs. So we go in there. We get hot dogs. We catch it. The whole works. We walk around Home Depot eating a hot dog. He had the best time of his life. Today, we go Today we go to look at stand-up paddle boards. He doesn't want to come. I'm like, come on. We get the stand-up paddle board. They're giving away cookies. Outside the thing. Like, Dad, they're giving away cookies.
Right.
I'm like, look at this. You can't come with me everywhere we go. They're giving away stuff. It's
nice.
Memorial Day. God
America.
Bless America. And don't forget the soldiers. Thank your soldiers. Call up your grandpa, your uncle, your father, your sister, your brother, whoever served. Never forget the real heroes in this country. They're not sports players. They're not athletes. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
The previous program did not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.